Welcome to Bethelcast. This is Pastor Dave Young here, and I'm so excited. I've been looking forward since we began the whole Bethelcast to this day because I have with me my brother Doug Newell. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you,
Doug. It's
Thank
great
you.
To have you here, man. And Doug and I are a great, I think, a wonderful example, Doug, of the uniting force of Jesus Christ, because Doug comes here as a longtime diehard Cowboys fan.
There you go.
And I'm a longtime diehard Redskins fan, and we love to give each other a hard time. Yet in the middle of it all, we are brothers, are
exactly,
we not?
Exactly, exactly. Totally.
Totally brothers, and 2 days a year, we give each other a hard time. But, oh man, it's so much fun,
yes,
and I love Doug. Doug's got an amazing story to tell, and first of all, I just want to say, Doug, I was sitting next to you the other day in choir, and usually I'm on the other end, mm-hmm. and man, you can sing, buddy.
Well, I do my best. It's what the Lord gave me.
I mean, you can sing, man. I mean, I was impressed, and I didn't know that. And I mean, I knew you were singing in the choir, but man, you got a voice, buddy.
Well, that's what the Lord gave me.
That's what the Lord gave me.
That's where he wants me to be, so that's where I'm...
Well, I'm glad you're there, man, and you do an awesome job. So, Doug, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, man? I mean, you've got such an amazing story, and just tell us about that and how you kind of ended up here and kind of what God has been at work in you, and particularly in the last year, what God has been at work doing. So share a little bit of your story, Doug.
Okay, I'm originally from Martinsburg, West Virginia.
That's right.
Met my wife online.
And, you guys met online, okay.
Yes, we met online. And I was attending a church in Martinsburg.
Right.
And I invited her to come to church with me.
Yeah.
She wasn't particularly pleased with that church, so she invited me to come to Bethel.
Yeah.
I was a little hesitant about coming to Bethel. But,
sure.
But first time I walked in the door, I'm like, am I going to be accepted here?
Yeah.
Charlie Blevins.
Charlie.
Was the first person to come up to me and welcome me to Bethel.
Wow.
And
God bless him.
Yes.
Dearly departed, Charlie Blevins.
And from then on, I felt at home.
Wow.
And so many things have happened to me since I came to Bethel.
Yeah.
Because I've been on dialysis. I was on dialysis for almost 9 years.
And how long are people usually supposed to be on dialysis?
3 to 4.
3 to 4, so yeah. Over double that,
yes.
If not triple that.
Yes. And in the beginning, I was suicidal.
Yeah, yeah.
And God started working with me, and he finally reached me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just totally accepted him in my heart.
Yeah.
And he started telling me things he wanted me
to do. Well, how did he reach you? Tell us a little bit about what was it that kind of got, because we all reach different ways, and that's the beautiful thing about God. So tell us about how you experienced God's voice in your life, and so tell us a little bit about that.
The first time I had any conversation with God,
right,
was during, we were in Roanoke.
Yes.
For the Power and the Spirit.
Power and the Spirit, yeah, I remember that.
And
yeah.
We're up
singing.
With the choir, singing, yeah. And all of a sudden, there was a vision in front of me.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And
yeah.
I started to shake.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I start crying.
Yeah.
And he starts speaking to me. He told me, you're doing good here, but there are other things I need you to do for me.
Huh. Wow.
So he wanted me to talk. I was still doing dialysis at that time,
yeah,
in Martinsburg. He wanted me to talk to the other patients and try and encourage them to stick with it.
Right.
Because there were so many patients that wanted to give up.
Wow.
And that's how it started. I started talking to the patients. After I would get off the machine,
yeah,
I would sit out in the waiting area and talk to other patients as they were coming in. And I would tell them, you know, what God has done for me. And he could do it for them too, but they just have to reach out to him.
Right.
And that's how it started. Now I've become a witness for God.
Yeah.
And wherever I go, I witness to people.
How many times, I mean, it happens interestingly, it happened several times. You would come to me after church and go, Dave, I saw Christ today.
Yes, he does. I've been in the choir loft, and he's been in front of me. I can tell you, I can go to the pews,
yeah,
sit in the center, and look at the center pane,
yeah,
and look up at him, yeah, and he will be right there in front of me.
Wow.
And he will talk to me. There are a lot of times that he has, like, taken over my whole body during a service. And I will just start
You're
to shake.
You're a charismatic Lutheran here, man.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes. I will start to shake and cry.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like he's reaching out to me. And it's incredible.
Well, you have an interesting story because you were for many years in working in the prison as an administrator there, but also as a prison guard leader, administrator.
I was a lieutenant ship commander. West Virginia DOC prison.
Right.
And I was not a nice person to inmates. I really needed to get out of that environment because it was really taking over.
Sure.
My head, everything. And God started reaching out to me before I left the prison. I started talking to some of the inmates. And,
right.
You know, I was spreading the word to them, even though I wasn't supposed to be
now
doing
you didn't,
that.
You didn't really grow up religious, though, did you?
I started out that way, and then I pulled away.
Yeah.
And the rest of my family was.
Yeah.
And I separated from my family because of that. And
so your reawakening really happened in your 50s?
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
While I was at the prison.
While you were at the prison, yeah.
And I developed kidney disease, which I took an early out from the prison.
Yeah.
And just things just start to blossom after that.
Right.
You know, I saw a whole new life.
Yeah.
I started accepting people for who they are, you know.
Yeah.
Not what they've done and things like that, you know. It's like I learned that I cannot judge other people.
Huh.
Only God can do the judging.
Wow.
You know, people do wrong, but that's not, in my eyes, to condemn them for that. You know?
Right.
And it made me a better person.
180, really.
Yes.
In some ways.
Yes. I've become a different person.
Yeah.
You know, with everything. And it's like Bethel is a place that really brings it out for me.
Mm.
I mean, I've gotten involved in different things here at the church.
Sure.
And it's just incredible.
Well, you know, and I think the cool thing the listeners ought to know, too, is that when you and Cindy were dating, that you proposed to her in the middle of church.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. This church is my home.
Yeah. But and that was awesome. I mean, that was such a moving moment where you asked her to marry you.
That was what God told me to do.
Yeah.
He said, this is your home. These are your family members.
Yeah.
You need to propose in front of your family members.
It was awesome.
And that's what I did.
Well, it was awesome because I still remember one of the things that was really cool about your wedding, too, was that was the last time Peg Chapman, who was a great dear saint from Bethel, she buoyed all the spirit that she had and strength she had and walked down that aisle and stood there beside her great friend Cindy.
Yes.
And just knowing all the things that had come together for that day, it was just a holy, holy moment.
And well, I tell you,
awesome.
I have a video
of
our wedding, which is very hard for me to watch.
Yeah.
Because Peg is in the video,
and your brother.
My brother.
Yes.
And it was like
your brother, who dearly departed. Yes.
Yes.
Buddy.
After, right after Peg.
Yeah, right. And they both, and they and were both there. Your best man and best lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maid of honor. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch because.
But they were both there. How cool.
Yes, was.
What a gift.
Yes. And you know, it's like God does these things, and people don't understand.
Yeah.
That He does these things for a purpose. You know, He brought everybody together, knowing that they were going to be called home.
Yeah.
You know.
But they were able to be there that day.
They were there for our big day.
For your big day and big joy.
It was incredible.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, because clearly you've become a witness. And that's what you do. I mean, it's regularly.
Yes.
And, you know.
It's daily.
It's daily. You're talking about your relationship with the Lord. You're sharing those things. Let's talk a little bit about the wonderful events that happened last year where we came together as a congregation because you needed a kidney.
Well, I tell you, this never would have happened if I hadn't come to Bethel.
Sure. Yeah.
And I wouldn't have made it this far.
Right.
But I have Medicare as my primary insurance. Well, Medicare only covers 80% of your bills.
Right.
And we presented that to the congregation here at Bethel.
Yeah.
They raised up to $65,000.
Oh, wow. It's amazing.
For the kidney transplant. And I had 3 major surgeries in 6 months.
Just to get ready for it.
Because
I know you were like, you have another surgery so they can get ready. But then you came out of it after you got your kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the listeners when you got your kidney.
Leading up to that, we did my dialysis at home.
Right.
And it was getting to the point where I was worse after treatments than before the treatments. So I'm sitting on the machine, and I'm feeling so bad. And I told Cindy, I'm not going to make it much longer.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to do this much longer. You know, I'm not going to be here.
Right.
And she left the room to go do something. Half an hour after I made that statement, BCU Medical Center called me and said, be prepared, we have a kidney.
We have a kidney. Wow.
I truly believe God heard me.
Yeah.
And that He only gives you what He thinks you can handle. And He saw that I couldn't handle anymore.
Wow.
So
here you were?
Here I am. Healthy. He took all the negativity out of my body.
Yeah.
And now I have a kidney that is over-functioning.
Yeah.
And, you know, it feels so great. It really does.
And the kidney, tell the listeners when you got the kidney. What was the date, month?
I got the call on December 7th.
Yep.
And I got my kidney December 8th.
Yep.
And that was
the most... It was the talk about Christmas gift.
The most incredible Christmas ever.
Yeah, well, it says something about being patient and also things working in God's time, because now you're a different guy. You are healing and you are back to being able to be the Doug that's able to live life in its abundance.
Totally, totally. Yeah. And, you know, it's where I want to do so much right now, but physically, the medical facility won't allow me to do as much as I want to do right now until the total healing.
That's right. And it's getting there.
It is. I'm getting stronger.
Stronger every day. Well, you look great, Doug.
I feel great.
And I know that you've been really sharing your story.
And you know, it's incredible because, you know, none of this would have happened if I hadn't come to Bethel.
Yeah.
You know,
God led you here. God led you to Cindy. None of this would have happened if you wouldn't...
God did lead me to Cindy. Yeah. And that was the whole start of my turnaround.
Yeah.
You know, it's... He took me out of the environment I was in, put me in a different environment.
Yeah.
I'm a happy person now.
Yeah.
I'm just totally there for the Lord.
Well, you're a gift to us, brother.
I feel like Beth was a gift to me.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, but it's been awesome to watch and witness, and I'm so proud of you. And so thankful for your willingness to be vulnerable and say, look, this is what's going on in my life. And giving thanks to God and to seeing how God is working. It's a great witness to us.
Yes. I tell you, you know, I couldn't do any of this without God in my heart. You know, if you don't have God in your heart, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I tell everybody. You know, you have to accept Him into your heart and grab onto it. You know.
And love that, and,
exactly.
and see where God is working in your life.
Exactly.
Because where God was working in your life, you didn't even see it.
I didn't. He pointed it out to me, and you know, it's just incredible. I mean, if my sister, I'm the youngest of 4, and all my brothers and my sister are all deceased.
Yeah,
but she died before. She got to see the change.
Mm.
And she was very, very, very religious. And she was always trying to bring me in, and I would fight it.
Right.
But I know she's up there looking now.
Yeah.
And I know know she's smiling because I'm where she wanted me to be.
Where she wanted you to be. Well, you are where, we're so glad that you are where you are because we appreciate you, Doug. Appreciate your ministry among us. Appreciate your story. And just value you, brother.
Oh, I appreciate that because I am so at home.
Well, so at home. Well, that's a great way to end it. We're going to close with a word of prayer. Brothers and sisters, may the peace of Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at all the wonders that he will show you. And may he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Take care and God bless. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.